According to the University of Virginia research, peaches have also been shown to decrease neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's and decrease risk of macular degeneration. It's also an anti-aging, a great source of zinc. Helps prevent anti-aging. So
it's I knew about the zinc. I didn't know about the anti-aging. We're going to have to like let people know about that. So. and plant some more orchards.
I'm going to eat peaches all season.
Research at University of Virginia is provided by, sponsored by Schnepp Farms. No, I'm just So you're right next to the Queen Creek Olive Mill.
We are.
New pop-up that's coming.
Yep.
Well, randomly, we found that Queen Creek Olive Mill has a satellite location near Kierland, which isn't too far from the station.
Right.
I think you need to work with them to get some peaches over there so we don't have to drive all the way to Queen Creek. I can't get there
conveniently. We want
conveniently.
You to come to Queen Creek.
Yeah, Queen Creek is kind of the thing. We're friends with the Reyes who have the Olive Mill, and they're doing great business over there. In fact, it used to be part of Schnepp Farms where they're at. They bought that land.
Okay. Mentioned to Carrie, you know, we should put a couple truckloads of peaches on, send it with the Queen Creek Olive Mill. I bet they'd go like wildfire
you know,
out there in front of the Kierland.
You're probably right. We do. Vincent Garriteau, who has Vincent's on Camelback, is a dear friend of ours, he and his wife. And so they have a French market on Saturdays. And if I have some peaches, I will send some peaches up to him. So all of the people kind of in that area don't have to drive all the way out to the farm. But there's not that many. Most 99% of the people have to come to Schnepp Farms to get those peaches.
But you know, for the farmer, if you can have a setting like you, that you pick environment, it's a little bit easier than always hauling your product to the farmers markets, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, before we had so many people coming to the farm to pick, we used to go to some farmers markets and sell. And it is, you know, they're wonderful, and I love farmers markets, but it is a lot of work for the farmer to actually get out there every single Saturday or Sunday, whenever it actually happens. And so our niche is that we want to give people the actual experience of picking those fruits and vegetables right from the farm itself. And then we entertain them while we're there. And that's why we call it agritainment, because we want to, you know, help them make these incredible family memories by visiting a family farm. And that's why agritourism, agritainment is so incredible. And it's one of the largest growing industries, in agriculture right now, because people are understanding that urbanites, city people, want to have an experience out on a farm, because at some point in their past, their family was connected to a farm. So everyone literally has a connection somewhere in their family history to a farm, and it just gives them, it's almost a spiritual thing. It gives them a connection to the soil and to their history.
So true, and I also think it's pretty special that, like in the case of your family, it's generational. You may have started in more of a traditional, like your dad, your grandfather before you, traditional farm, but now it's agritainment.
And that's the thing. I mean, traditional farms feed the world. Agritainment farms
feed the soul.
Feed the soul and the locals.
And
the locals, yeah.
Arizona Farm Bureau President Stephanie Smallhouse is joining us on the line to wrap up our Farm Fresh Hour. Stephanie?
Good morning, Romy and Mark and Julie. It's great to be with you again this morning.
Good morning.
And learn about peaches. It's making me hungry for some peach pie.
Good.
I will say, though, just tagging on to what Mark was just talking about, you know what I love about agritourism and Arizona's family farms that invite the public out to their farms is the education part of it, because it does connect the public back to farming. And, you know, there is that connection in each family, but we're getting to the point where it's four generations away from the farm. And so at Arizona Farm Bureau, we also focus on education, and we have a great Ag in the Classroom program. We were able to educate over 100,000 students, teachers, and consumers last year. And in fact, not only do we want your listeners to become members of Arizona Farm Bureau, but if you shop at Fry's, you can enroll your Fry's reward points to the Community Rewards Program. You go online. It's super easy. Look up Arizona Farm Bureau Education Farming Company. It doesn't impact your fuel points, but what it does is for every dollar you spend at Fry's, we get a donation to our education program. And I can't imagine what could be more basic in your child's education than where their food comes from.
And I will say, we shop at Fry's just because the Fry's location nearest, Amanda puts all the order in on her phone, hits, you know, submit, and it gives you a pickup time. You know how much money we save not carrying 4 kids to the grocery store with us.
Thanks, Stephanie.
No kidding. Good to be with you again this morning.
Always a pleasure. AZFB.org. You sign up. It's a $60 a year membership full of benefits, and you're supporting agriculture, which is supporting your local farmers and food supply. It's Rosie on the House here with you every Saturday morning.
Thanks, Romy.
Thank you.